Hello?
Yes?
Yes, President?
Yes.
This is Mike Mansfield.
How are you, Mike?
Fine. First, how are you feeling?
About 70% of par and doing pretty good and think I'm going to be all right by the time we have to get back. I've got to come back next week, but I'm just going to do it temporarily. I had an awfully hard day yesterday, and I've got a lot of back problems, and I think it's just where they tore up those ligaments going in there, and I don't want to emphasize them, but I think it's going to be all right.
Sunshine.
It's just beautiful today. It's been dreary all week and depressing, but today it's just bright and shiny, and we're just looking forward to everything.
Well, I'm delighted.
Are you about ready to get going?
Yes, sir. Do you have any last-minute instructions, sir?
No, except I want you to, you're sweet and kind, and I used to call you a saint.
I'm not.
I want you to quit being a saint. I want you to cut that goddamn Marsh's throat from ear to ear.
Well, I
just resent this more than anything. Now, Rusk and McNamara and them all here yesterday and Bundy.
Yeah.
And this damn Marcy's called in all the reporters and said Fulbright's greatly surprised that he wasn't consulted.
Well, he wasn't consulted 3 years ago, Mr. President.
I know it, and Bundy pointed that out to me, and Rusk did too. And he says that he considers it a reflection on foreign relations. I think that what we ought to say is, as a member of the House through the years, we felt very close, and I've talked about these things with you, and that you talked to Kennedy about them, and you went on a trip like this, and you've been doing it ever since you came to the Congress, and there's nothing unusual about it. But he had more so requested a jet, and then he requested a jet to go to New Zealand, and what we've got is we've got three jets besides the President's. One of them we signed to you months ago, and one of them we signed to Rusk, and the other one is not fit to travel. It's all being overhauled. So we told him that, and we told him we would withdraw. We'd be glad to ask Rusk to go commercial, or we'd be glad to ask you to go commercial if they want it. They don't want it that way. Well, we can't manufacture another one. We had these commitments. So then they say, well, just looks like to us it's trying to reflect on Fulbright and Morris.
No, I don't think that either one of them feels that way about it, Mr. President.
Well?
I'm quite certain they don't, but I think you're right about the source.
Have you seen the tickers on it?
I saw something in last night's paper story by Jack Bell.
Well, they're griping, and they're doing a little of it around town to the various columnists. I just think that you ought to tell Marcy this morning that this was arranged 6 months ago, and that some of the people are hearing reports that are coming out of the committee that Fulbright's greatly surprised. You hope he won't be surprised that you've been doing it ever since you remember, and that this was done with the knowledge and consent of the President and the Secretary of State several weeks before Congress ever adjourned, and that you didn't know that it would be a surprise to anybody, that it's been a thing that you've normally done, and that Vallejo did with me when he was vice president, and that you see no reason for the committee to be a source, and that you have information it is. I think I'd just scare hell out of him.
Okay, I'll do that.
He has been talking to him now, and he's been talking to the department, and he's been calling the different secretaries and bitching about these planes. So I told McNamara to write him yesterday and tell him that he couldn't recall the planes that had been assigned, but he'd be glad to charter a Pan American for him and pay it out of the defense budget.
Mm-hmm.
He offered that to them to go to New Zealand.
Well, Mr. President, all they're going down there for is a week.
That's right. We told them that, and Pan American's better service than we can provide them. Better plane, better maintained. Our planes, we just got three of them, and one of them's got to be in the shop. We told him that.
Yep.
But he wants to be a martyr, so we just told him that we would charter one and pay for it. But that don't satisfy Marcy. He likes the bellyache. So I just think you ought to stop that. He and Pat Holt just, they think that we are trying to humiliate Fulbright by getting you to do something. Now, I didn't get you to do this.
No, sir.
But that's what they're putting out. They're putting it out to Reston. They're putting it out to the secretary. And so I just told him yesterday to write this letter. They all done it. McNamara said, Bundy said, that this is exactly what you did for Kennedy. And that it's something that we expect. worked out and we've arranged for many months ago.
Yes,
that's our position.
That's right. And on this trip, I'm going to stress our 23 years friendship in the Congress, in the House and the Senate and the presidency. The fact that you selected me for whip, you asked me to be leader, and you've had me down at these meetings, and while I can't speak for you, I think I have a pretty fair idea of what goes on in your mind.
I think I'd say since the day I arrived, I don't know why he felt I'm qualified, but that's his problem. He has always discussed with me any matter affecting our relations with other nations. And he's done so frankly and candidly. And we've agreed sometimes, and we haven't agreed sometimes, but ever since I came to the Congress.
Well, that's an honest statement.
It is, and I've his friends and my friends were friends before we met. But when I came there, my interest at the university was such that I was interested in relations with other nations. And every time that's been a subject, he's discussed it with me and counseled with me and asked me to present proposals and to advise with him, and that's what I'm doing now. And I would be doing it if I was a farmer in Montana.
Yes, sir. And I'll do that, and I appreciate the letter too, Mr. President. We want to do the best job we can, as workmanlike a job we can, and we will try and avoid as much publicity as we can.
Well, I don't care. You'll handle it just right. All I want you to do is watch these little jealous bastards and just don't let these kids clip us. You can keep that. You can just scare them.
Yes,
just
sir.
Do it. Let Vallejo tell one or two columnists. This is something that's been going on regularly, and we want Fulbright to go anywhere he wanted to. He came to me and wanted to go to Brazil, and I set up a plane and sent him just 2 months ago.
That's right, and he knew that he was going on this trip. He was selected by the Vice President on our recommendation because he wanted to go, and we didn't discuss this with him, but Marcy, you got it right. Marcy's been looking around for this plane, which you promised 2 months ago.
That's right. And we told him we'd charter one. If he'd be quiet about it, we'd hire one, send him on out in a special big one. But Pan American's got one that lands the same place and better. But if he wants it to, we'll have a special charter. But he wants to fuss. He's been fussing about the Fulbright hadn't been consulted enough. So I made Russ call him every week. And I've had him to the White House more than any president ever had any chairman. I've had him there about 10 times this year. But I don't know what's the matter. They say his wife's sick. Dick Russell says he's worried with him. And he's just been mouthing generally at everything. He got this damn Tad Shoe, spent a lot of time with him. And anyway, they brought me some clippings yesterday of where Marcy's been leaking stuff. When he wrote me about the East-West thing, about East-West trade, we got back with him. So that was leaked. Then he wrote me a letter about... let me see what it was, about this 50% bottom business, about shipping 50%. Well, we said, we immediately called up Rusk and said, what does Russia want to buy? And Rusk went all through the Commerce Department, all over the state, and they told us they weren't interested in buying anything from us. So we told them we'd carefully studied, and if they indicated they wanted to buy anything, we'd go right into it. But they didn't want to buy anything. So we told him that. The next morning, that was in the newspaper. And it just said unimpeachable sources. And it was started out with the New York Times. So we checked it, and when they got through the source, the boys came in, and they hit Hoover a little bit, and he came in and said, well, it's Marcy to the New York Times boy. So that's where it's coming from. They brought this down yesterday. He had on UP and AP a little story that Johnson was trying to discipline Fulbright, and that Fulbright had not been cleared with him, and he was very surprised. So somebody called Fulbright, and Fulbright said, well, that he didn't know about it, but that didn't matter. And they said that they were convinced that Fulbright did not leak it himself, but that he did know that Marcy leaked it, and Marcy leaked it. Marcy's got a wife down at USIA that's always raising hell too, so I'm gonna make Marcy go to playing decent.
Good enough.
Okay. You have a good trip, and you let me know anything you want, whatever you want, you can get.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And the most important thing is what's your health?
We will. Okay.
Okay, Mr. President.